My guest this evening is Roy Robinson. Roy is the newly appointed Director of Creative Development at Rookwood Pottery here in Cincinnati. Roy's credentials are most impressive. I'd like to share them with you, if I may. He has more than 30 years' experience in the world of design and development. He's participated in projects at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the Big Apple and has been in the offices and worked in the offices of Charles and Ray Eames at their Pacific Palisades location in California. He's also served as designer in residence at the Sainsbury Center for Visual Arts in Norwich, England, and is a director of exhibits and design at the Chicago Academy of Sciences. Roy, welcome, and thanks for coming.
Stuart, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I think, first of all, with those credentials, and you mentioned out front that you were an Indiana boy, but your world travels are most impressive. How did you end up back here in Cincinnati and hooked up with Rookwood?
Kind of a long and winding road, really. I grew up in Indianapolis. I started my college education at the University of Cincinnati. I studied industrial design before switching into architecture. And then some of the things you mentioned there at the beginning, I filled the years in between. In 2006, I think, we ended up back in Cincinnati. Midwestern boy, I guess. I just needed to be a little closer to home.
The Rookwood Pottery has been revived and is happening here in Cincinnati. What is your role as Director of Creative Development?
In a way, it's a very fancy title for artist and designer who's going to be helping to create new pieces, create new directions for the company. By no means am I the only person doing that down there. There's a whole team of creative people. In fact, my background isn't even in ceramics or pottery, as you pointed out there. I've always been the guy who kind of hid behind the pencil, if you will. I'm just starting to get my hands wet, so to speak, with the clay.
Certainly, a lot of our audience will be familiar with many of the iconic shapes from the old Rookwood shape books and the Rook bookends and the elephant bowls and so forth. When you and your team come up with a new concept for a design for a piece of Rookwood pottery, how does that get from a concept to a produced piece? What's the process there?
We're always asking ourselves, what is Rookwood? Because all of us in the team feel like we have a pretty big responsibility to a name that certainly in Cincinnati carries a lot of weight, and even in American decorative arts history carries quite a lot of weight. So to be a company that's kind of, in a way, a new company that's starting over again, but with this legacy that we have, we do have to kind of think about how to present ourselves in the world today. We want to be modern. We want to be relevant. We want to be new. But we always want to take that little nod to our past. And certainly, we have a very loyal following. And for those people who love Rookwood and appreciate it, we want them to feel like they're looking at something that they're familiar with. So, I mean, that's kind of the nugget of where we start, with kind of this balance between old and new, trying to lead the audience, lead our customers in some new directions, but also give them a little bit of things that they may be familiar with. Beer steins come to mind as an item that we've been producing a lot of in the last couple of years and continue to come up with new ones.
Suppose somebody presents a design of some sort of a floral vase, let's say. Talk to us about the drawing stage and the creation stage and the mold stage and so forth. What does that look like?
From my point of view, when I sit down to do it, I'm going to sit down and generate a bunch of sketches, and I'm probably going to throw 9/10 of those sketches out the window before anyone else even sees them. The ones that make it through, the ones that I feel like to me say, yeah, this is kind of Rookwood, this is what Rookwood should be doing, then those go back to the team. And as I said, we've got a pretty powerful team of creatives there, and I'll call them the Fantastic Four. That's kind of the name I have. It's Alan Nairn, who's our artistic director, Marsha Williams, John Williams, and Jim Robinson, and they are sort of superheroes in their own way. They each have powers and skills of their own, and then they understand a lot of the technical and production issues that we're going to face. So once an idea is like conceptualized and we just have a sketch of it, which, as I said, that's kind of my big strength if I bring something to the table. How are we going to glaze it? How are we going to make it? How hard is this going to be to produce? Is the quality of it the same as what we expect Rookwood to be? That kind of thing. So there's a lot of critique and design review before we even start looking at things like sales and marketing and all that that comes further down the line.
I've seen numerous examples from the new Rookwood company, but I haven't seen any artist decorated pieces to the best of my knowledge. Do they exist? And if not, is that something that's on the table for the future for that company?
You mean like the painted pieces?
I mean, not the mold design, but the actual hand-decorated vellums and that those kinds of things that people are very familiar with in this town.
We're doing a lot of research and development in that area. We've got a lot of talented painters in the group. Deb Smith kind of leads that group of people. I think if you come down, see some of the works that we have, you'll see kind of a collection, an assortment of more multiple pieces, and then a few of the kind of rarer or special hand-painted pieces.
Let's talk about Come Down, because I have a feeling that there will be numerous listeners who are perhaps even unfamiliar that Rookwood is being made today.
Yeah.
So suppose somebody had an interest and would like to come and visit. Can they come and see the pottery in production?
Absolutely. We are at 1920 Race Street, which is just a block north of Findlay Market, in a very inconspicuous-looking warehouse building with blue garage doors on it. We have a product showroom. We have a lot of our merchandise on display, tiles, steins, as I said, vases. Mm-hmm. We're open 10 to 4, Monday through Friday. We do have free tours, 10:30 on Wednesday mornings, if you want to come down and check out the facilities, as well as looking at some merchandise.
What about the items from the old faience factory? And by that, we're talking about more architecturals. We're talking about architectural trim or almost three-dimensional water fountains and larger installations and so forth. Is that included in this current configuration?
We have a lot of architectural components, if you will, that are available with our tile lines that you could have for your home, backsplashes, bathroom accessories, and so forth. We are developing a lot of fireplaces, standardized and custom, but we have a lot of standard parts for fireplace installations now.
For this past Christmas, Rookwood produced several affordable and attractive examples for the public. Are they planning some new examples for 2013?
Absolutely. You'll find a lot more of the kinds of things you're talking about, the decorative pieces, holiday tiles, and maybe some other surprises, too, that are coming along.
What special projects do you have on tap right now, specifically?
We are about to launch a new beer stein for the new casino. So that's a piece that I've worked on and designed.
Does it have a horseshoe for a handle?
You might find a horseshoe on there somewhere if you look real hard. In fact, I don't think you have to look too hard.
Okay.
I think you'll see it on there.
And those will be for sale, you reckon, at the casino?
I think the casino will be selling those.
Isn't that a great idea?
I do believe they will.
I wonder if they'll be serving beer out of those steins at the casino.
Yeah, I think they will.
And so other taverns around town, if they so chose, could be serving their beer out of Rookwood steins.
As I mentioned earlier, steins have been a very popular item for us. We've designed a whole series for the Christian Moorline Company, and we've done some other custom stein designs for various companies around the city, around the state. We think of that as kind of a staple of things that we're doing right now and kind of already got moving ahead.
How about a glimpse further on down the pike regarding this company in another decade or so?
I think we're going to see a lot more different types of vessels coming out, more of the art pottery for sure, as our current artists are developing things and we're always bringing in new talent and new artists. I think we're going to be doing a lot more architectural work, not just the bathrooms and backsplashes and interior stuff, but I think larger scale installations, murals, lobbies and things like that in commercial buildings. I think that's a big part of where we're headed.
It's been wonderful to speak with you, Roy, and a pleasure to meet you. My guest this evening has been Roy Robinson. He's Director of Creative Development at the Rookwood Pottery, located downtown near the Findlay Market. Thanks again, Roy, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Stuart. It was a pleasure to be here.
And this is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.